yesterday. With the super sheets of the week explained, so let's pick it up from the following.
According to the sheets of the Rambam,
it is a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah of Kedushin, which we said was associated with Kuruvu, and to the degree an 85-year-old man would have an obligation to get married, that's the middle of one, because he can't have children anymore, and that link is to Kuruvu is not married. So, what I want to discuss first is the following, and that is, what happens in a situation where a man lives with a woman outside the context of Kedushas, meaning not Kedushin. What is the status of that? Okay? We described at great length yesterday that according to many issues that there is a mitzvah. So what's the din in such a situation? So the Rambam has, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, he writes that if you meet a woman, Rambam says, and you live with her, you meet her at a crossroads, and you live with her, you transgress an issue of your rights to the founder parts of the same thing of Losia Kedashim. And not allowed to live with a Kedashim, meaning a woman that's a zone, a woman that's a prostitute, and you transgress the laws and the Torah he claims, and therefore the Thikach, the Rambam writes, called a Veil Isha Lashem Nus below Kedushin, like him in a Torah Isha Bol Kedashim. Rambam writes, if you boil a woman Lashem Isha Lashem Nus, then you get Malchus, you're over that law. The writer comments the following. The writer says that you're only considered to be a Kedashim if she's mocked herself to different men. If a man, though, lives with a woman, I want to get this clear. We're not talking about an Eden. We don't allow practically these monotheistic single women to go to mikveh. Why else would they be going to the mikveh? Because they want to live with a man, we don't allow that. We don't allow a single woman to go to mikveh. But in the event, a single woman would go to mikveh, so that obviously is through a chorus, a man that lives with a need of prior chorus, if she's Torah, then what are we talking about? So Rambam writes, if a man lives with a woman out of the context of Yishus, he sends over to Shalav of Kadesh, comes and rises, and defines what a Kadesh is, she's mocked for herself to everyone. That's when you're over a Lishalav. But if a man lives with a woman, and she only lives with this man, that's not the Yisur of Kadesh. That's the simplest reading of the Rambam you have in the sheet of the Rambam, simplest reading of the Rambam as well. Okay? That's the simplest understanding, perhaps. We're going to see two approaches in the Rambam. That opens the door to the following. What is the Pelegish then? Okay? So, basically, you have the din of a Kedashim, and you have the din of a Pelegish. Well, it could very well be, according to the sheets of the Rambam, as the Rambam writes in the Balachim that I wanted you to see in Perek Talmud, or Lachat Talmud. What is the Rambam right there? That a melech is mutter, for whom? With the Pelegish. And a hedgeh is what? Usher with the Pelegish. Correct? And the pashtus is, according to the sheets of the Rambam, what emerges is that according to the Rambam, a hedgeh is usher with what? With the Pelegish. And the pashtus is that a Kedashim and a Pelegish are the same thing, according to the first approach that we are saying in the Rambam. No. Man lives with a woman, it's out of the context of Ishus. Isn't that what a Pelegish is? In Ishus below Kedushin, below Suba. So apparently, the first of the house in the Rambam, I want you to get this down is that the Rambam writes that if you live with a woman, and it's not the same Kedushin, your rich are lost to nature, and that woman is called a Pelegish. And the Rambam sheet is that another, and this is what Tavi was asking to say, or somehow, there's a fucking nugget that allows a Melech to be with a Pelegish, who in essence is really a what? A Kedushin. No? Seems like the fucking nugget allows a Melech to live with a Kedushin. That's the simplest sheet of the Rambam, the first approach in the sheet of the Rambam. Okay? That's the first approach in the Shita Salam. Now, I wanted you to see, and this is the Shita of the Rambam, we want to say, and the truth of the matter is, this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chabbah, Sipalus, and Ibn Ezra writes that a man can only live with a woman in the Catholic tradition, meaning with Kedushin. That's what the Machaber writes. And what is the Ramah quote in the Chafar? We saw it. What is the Ramah quote the few days? The Ramah writes that what's it considered to be Regish? The writer says there's no problem for a man to live with a woman, a Pilagish. Luther, the Ramah quotes from the writer, well, she's not needed, right? And then he says, Yay, Omrin, that's a Yachai Malkus. So what does it say in the parentheses? Who she did that? The Rambam Sheetus. So the Ramah quotes the Rambam, the Rambam, straight up what we just said. Okay? Again, we don't allow a Pilagish. We might have said, Halakha Ramah. We don't allow it. But the truth of the matter is, this is the simplest reading of the Rambam, okay? That if Pilagish in essence is considered to be a Galatia, it's Yachai Malkus, the wild and the third. That's one day in the Ramah. The other day in the Ramah is Ramah holds that the rises, and that it should be what should be considered to be Muslim. Okay? This is the Pashut shot in the Ramah and the rises, and we assume the Beis Shmuel discusses in Shulchan a big discussion, but we assume, I want to point out also in the parentheses as well in the Ramah, he quotes a Rush that says that a Pilegish is Usher. Why is that problematic? Is what we learned yesterday in the Rush and Sudas? That a Pilegish is Mutter even for her, even for a hedgehog. So if a Pilegish is Mutter even for a hedgehog, it's a soul to the Rush and the Shubas. The Rush and Shubas writes that a Pilegish is Mutter a hedgehog. The Rush and the Shubas writes that a Pilegish is what? Is Usher for a hedgehog, and it's only Mutter enough. So it's a seemingly a spirit in the Rush between what he said in Shubas and in the Shubas, what we have. And that's what the Beis Shmuel points out as well. Okay. So this is the simplest what emerges, and not only that is that we should point out that the Magen Mishnah writes, Magen Mishnah claims that you're over an Isser Esed, Kerakalos, Alachadalad, you're over an Esed. He says, and if you live with her, not in the context of Kedushin, you're over an Isser Esed, you're over an Esed of Tzidikah Ishishu'ubolah. Okay. That's what you have, the simplest shot of the Ramah. But I want you to see, I gave out the photocopies of the Ramban and the Jews. It's a remarkable Ramban and the Jews. He has a certain approach that we mentioned yesterday in Simon Kufe. In the first paragraph, he goes on to explain the following Yiddish. That if he legish, his mother, the Ramban and the Jews' wife, that if he legish, his mother, the hedgehog. And he writes, there is a mitzvah of Kedushin, we learned this yesterday. And he writes, the following Yiddish, that what is the definition of a Kedusha, a Zona? He writes, someone who's Mufkeret, Lekol, who's master and who lives with anyone. Mufkeret, Lekol. Okay? She's Mufkeret, Lekol. This is what the Ramban writes. In the Shubas. He writes that Pilegish is Mutter LaHedgehog, he writes Mitzvah of Kedusha, he writes Kedusha is Mufkeret LaKol. So in the second paragraph, he says that's what he believes the Sheetah of the Rambam is. What does he say? The Gamzivri HaRambam Einam La'Asor Pilegish LaHedgehog La'Asiru LaMelech El'Atachamar Kol Avoy Elisha L'Shem Zuz B'lo Kedusha Lovim Nechabal Kedusha L'Shem Zuz Ha'Mi Shepombe U'Bal L'Yitzlach L'Shem Zulakish What does the Ramban say? This is the second approach now in the Ramban. What's the second approach in the Ramban? He says the Ramban in Hilchos Kedushin never says, Kolabol below Kedushin Loka. What does the Ramban say? What is the Ramban's question? Kolabol the shame? Nus! What does nus mean? You live with her one time and that's it. So he claims that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam's definition of what Zona is. And what is the Zona of Kedusha according to the Rambam? She's master herself to everybody. But if you live with her, if you're united with her, then that's not an issue of Kedusha. Not only that, in the next line he says, Parkasafi said it's different issues. And what did he say in Hilchos Malachim? If you look in Perakimel, Halacha Gimel, in Hilchos Malachim, Perakimel, Halacha Beis, he never mentions the Heter of Pilegish is for who?
is for Melvin. But what does he do to Paratai with Halakha Dalit? He says explicitly that if he regis is only mutter for what? If he regis is only mutter for who, and not in the top of the head. So I want you to get this down. The Ramban has an amazing sheet. I showed this to Rabbi Shlomo, and he couldn't believe it. The Ramban writes that the Ramban, this is his own personal sheet, and he imposes that on the Rambam as well, to say the following, that the Rambam holds that if he regis is mutter hedgehog, that one tell is to get to from Malachim here a thousand off a dollar. The Rambam himself writes that the face of his own mutter hedgehog. Number two, he writes that if they should is from Gerrish Lachol, whereas if you live it through one time, according to the Rambam, that's not an intricate condition. That's against the first approach that we said. Okay? That's the solution, and you see Shulchan Aruch, that's why I want you to see Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted. How is the Rambam quoted what a Kadesha is? You live with her, even if you live with her, she's the woman you live with. That's still an Isser of Kadesha. According to the Rambam's reading of the Rambam, that's not the Isser of Kadesha. Only when she's with Gerrit Lachol. So the Rambam says that this is his own Shita, and this, he says, is the Rambam Shita as well, which we're pointing out is a very big issue. Very big issue. And what you can say in the Mikosinuk, please get this down, and the Lava of Kedesha makes the following split. I want you to get this. Very interesting. He says, if you live with her and she's not for herself, you're over the Lava of Kedesha. If you live with her and she only lives with you, you're not over the Lava of Kedesha, but you're Mabatul, the essay of what? Because you live with her out of the context of marriage. So you're not over the lot of Kadesha, but you miss the essay of being Bowler of the same condition. So the Kasunuk makes that split, and it's very interesting. That's what the Magen Mishnah might be driving at. Okay, so this is what emerges. I want you to get this very important Kiddush that we're suggesting here regarding what exactly the definition of the concept of living with a woman out of the context of Kiddushin. Out of the context of Kiddushin. What's the status? So that depends. Depends how you define what a Kiddushin is, and that'll also shed light on what the definition of a Kiddush is. So maybe you can make that split with whether you live with her or not. Now, if I had to ask you in the realm of the Nicolaitans, if they're an alpha of the Dalit, what would you say the realm defines a Kiddushin? A woman that you live with once and never see her again, or even a woman that you live with on a constant basis? What would you say? Which one? What does the Rambam say? He says, "Bol lo aim haderek the holeg." What does the holeg mean? Implies you never see her again. No. But I would have said at least that definition of kedusha, simplest reading the Rambam, is like the what? It's kind of like, in other words, what does that mean, you never see her again? You could come up with a middle category. Let's say you never see her again, but she's not a woman that lives with other men. You know what I'm saying? What will be the thing if you live with her once, and she never lives with any other man? Is that called a zone or not? So according to the Rambam, it's not. She's got to be mocked or herself. According to the Rambam, what would you say? I would say for the Rambam, that would be an issue of Kedesha, perhaps, according to the first approach, because it was out of the context of what? Of marriage. According to the second approach, the Rambam's reading of the Rambam, well, you got to ask yourself, well, she mocked herself now. She's the type of woman that's not mocked herself to a lot of men. That's not the issue of Kedesha. So it depends on the two approaches in the Rambam. When it says that you never see her again, that really doesn't necessarily shed any light, because you don't know if she's mocked herself. According to the first approach, no matter what, if she's mocked herself or not, it wasn't a condition for your order to get your lab of low CS condition. Okay, that's the first house that I wanted to mention. Real quickly, Adam, go ahead. According to the first approach, no, it doesn't make a difference. It wasn't condition. No, it seems from the Rambam that your Isser of Kedesha is automatically as long as it wasn't with Shem Kedusha. That's an Isser of Kedesha. I'm just saying it's interesting he says the whole way. What does that mean? I don't know if it can tell you anything. That's all I'm saying. Because it might depend whether she lives with other men. Okay? The first approach is it wasn't with Shem Kedusha, that is considered to be Kedesha. That's a problem. The Rambam says, he doesn't say call a goal with Shem Kedusha. call our bowls from all the same tradition like it. You just call up all the same nuts. So I would respond to about maybe snus is any type, any beer that's not the same marriage. Okay? That's what it depends on. What is snus? Is snus any beer that's not the same tradition like the first approach? Or does snus mean the classic of living with a woman that finds herself a lot of different men? Okay? We don't allow to be like this, but that's what's found in the Machaber, Ramah, Simon, Reisha. Simon called Bob, and the first approach is in the parentheses, but this is a novel Ramban. The reason why it's novel is because there's a new reading of the Ramah, which we're saying is a power to get double full of it. He says that a head joke, to be like this, look at it, Ramah says the fire is not that way. I don't know, how could the Ramban miss the Karat Kawa or Waka Dawa? He knew everything. He goes for a deal on the days in those blocks. What about the next year? The fellow of this one by. Yeah, go ahead, very quickly. Go ahead. I don't know necessarily you have to say that that's really the thing. He's just describing that's what usually was done, because quote of Mount Torah, that's what was done. But I don't think that would have to be a stipulation. Okay? I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's a requirement just because he's describing Kodam Mount Torah of what took place. That was the third given is the condition. Okay? If you have a woman that wouldn't accept you, the same thing. Okay. Now let's go on to focus on what we had said we have to do also regarding the Bracha. The Gemara tells us in Tzuvos, Gemara writes in Tzuvos on Zion and the Days, my drink is theirs. The Gemara goes on and tells us that it's a long Bracha. I'm not sure he hit the line of Zarusos. So the first kasha we ask is the following. Why, in fact, if you hold like the Rambam, or any of the Jesus, Rambam holds the Mitzvah's being, or if you hold the Rambam, or the Paris is the Mitzvah, any of the three, any of the Jesus that hold it's the Mitzvah, why is it that there's no classical bracha of Bruno Toshan, the Lokimno, or the Shamsa, or the Kaddish Tisha? That's number one kasha. Why such a bizarre Muslim? And number two kasha is the following. That is, that the Rambam writes that you're a gimel, a lucha called gimel, and it was teaches that there is a bracha. And the Gemara writes in Sochin, on that Zion Bay, that there is a rule regarding Birkas and Mitzvahs, that you must say Birkas and Mitzvahs over Lassi Yasson. We said yesterday there are four categories of brachas, according to Abu Dhabi. When it comes to Birkas, what were they? Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas Tzuvah, Birkas Shemot, Birkas Abba, Birkas Nen. By Birkas HaMitzvahs, you must say the bracha before the action. It must be over Lassi Yasson. If that's the case, the Rambam writes, the bracha of Erisin, or the Kedushin, is said before the man puts the ring on the woman's hand. The rival asks there, well, maybe she'll back out. And therefore, how can we say the bracha beforehand? And therefore, the rival argues and says you say the bracha afterwards. So the second kasha is, we have to understand is what's the pshat in the Rambam as to why we say this bracha beforehand. Why is there no concern of the woman backing out? It's a very difficult kasha. Okay. Now, I want to point out, before we try to answer these two kashas, I want to point out a few clear nachkaminas between the Rambam and the Rosh. What did we say yesterday the Rosh Hashita was? Someone remind me. What was the Rosh Hashita? Go ahead. That it was the Birka Sheva Kolda, and what is the concept of Kedushin? The Hefshir Mitzvah, the Kedushin for Purubu. But the Brach of the Birka Sheva Kolda. So according to the Rosh, please get this, when do we say a Birka Sheva Kolda? When you hear thunder, and when you see lightning, when is the Brach recited? Afterwards. Says the Rosh, you know why Birka Therishin is said afterwards? After the custom puts the ring on the woman's finger is because the Birka Sheva Kolda. The Rambam argues and claims the Birka Sheva Mitzvah, therefore the sin overall is justice. So let's get that down. Number one is, there's a fundamental question surrounding the Rosh, what the nature of Birka Therishin is. Is it a Birka Sheva Mitzvah or Birka Sheva Kolda? Okay? That's number one after me. Birka Sheva Mitzvah? Is it a Birka Sheva Mitzvah? Or is it all Birka Sheva Kolda? What's the Nafkamina? Do you say it before or do you say it afterwards? Okay? Number two Nafkamina. Okay? Number two Nafkamina. Who should say the bracha? Who should send the Rosh? According to the Rosh, anyone should send Rosh. The Birka Shalom goes off. Anyone. Okay? Call us. Me and the bird is the second afternoon. According to the Sheet of who? According to the Sheet of the Rambam, who should send the Brocha Tammy? The Chosin. The Chosin. The Chosin Mitzvah. Why is it that the minute developed that the Rav Mitzvah Kedushin, and I'll give you the exact Maramarko, doesn't say it? Because we don't want to embarrass the Chosin who doesn't know how to say a Brocha. This is what it said in the Ramah, Beis Shmuel, Simon Reish, Ramah Dawud, Sifkut and Beis and Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel on the side of the page. Because we don't want to embarrass the Chosin who doesn't know how to say a Brocha. So therefore, the mini develops that who says the Brocha without the Saturday. But he holds the Birka Shem HaKol, it's clear that one. Anyone can say it. And it's be appropriate to think it's the most Chosin of the time of Brocha would say the Brocha. No? Let's get out of third kasha. Please write it in the midst of these afternoons on the Rambam. We have a cloud. How can I call the show for in the afternoon in Rosh Hashanah for people that are in the hospital when I was yoked in the morning? What's it based on? What did you say? Arvis, excellent. Apophishi Yasha, Moses. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, not Chaset. Apophishi Yasha, Moses. Actually says, Holy Israel, a raven, there's the harvest. Until every Jew in the globe is fulfilled their mitzvah, I have an obligation to see to it that they do it. So even though I do the show for the morning, I can go to the hospital and look at the patients later on. Apophishi Yasha, Moses, harvest. Rebbe Tzibbe Eger and the Shulchan Gevurim say the only time you say harvest is when you're chayiv in a mitzvah. If I'm chayiv in a certain mitzvah, then I have a responsibility to see to the other yidden. Can what? Can what? Can fulfill the mitzvah. But if you're not chayiv in a certain mitzvah, then you have no chiyuv of harvest on other people. So isn't it hard to understand, and this is what Shechter pointed out to us, isn't it hard to understand how the Rav can be mostly the chosin? The Rav's already married, no? Let's just say, I guess, it's hard to, no, marriage, are we going to say, it's like a public mitzvah? It's hard to say, shofar is much different. The Rav's been married already, no? How can the Rav have arvus on another guy getting married? You know what I'm saying? In other words, if you hold the Birka Shabbat falls all like the Rav, then obviously the Rav, anyone can say the Rav. If you hold the Birka Shabbat mitzvah, so how can the Rav be most of the question? You want to tell me Arvus? But he's not hiding in mitzvah. He is hiding in mitzvah getting married. He got married. That's what you want to say. It's the same as chauffeur. You don't see a difference between chauffeur and getting married. Oh, no, each guy's a personal, you know, each guy's a personal mitzvah chauffeur. I guess that's what you have to say. What's the difference though, no? There's a mitzvah in the cottage of a woman, this certain woman. Okay. Alright, you can say it like that. Possible. You're even saying the Pesach Shad is that how can a Rav be mostly someone else in the midst of marriage? It's a very personal type mitzvah. It's not a chauffeur. Not like, very difficult. What'd you say? Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a running key or something. You could say it like that. I'm just saying the Pesach Shad is, in this second afternoon, the practice is that if it's a Birka Shem HaKodah, you understand how the Rav can say it. But if you hold it to the Birka Shem Mitzvah, you don't want to hear the Chosin, the fact some words says the Beis Shmuel, that the Rav does it. Well, how can you hold it to the one Chosin? You want to tell me Arvus? It's not my chauffeur. Why is it not my chauffeur? You have to think of it. Because, yeah, but every day, you know, you should do like a one-time thing, that's what you're saying eight times as well. It's the same way that you said one time being a wife. The Rav's already married. It's hard to say you're Moses someone in that. If I want to say it, how do you say that? Nonetheless, that's how we would have to explain this second not coming in the Dinah Bar. Now, real quickly, sir.
According to Ramban, he should have a one time mitzvah.
What'd you say?
According to Ramban, when he said yesterday, he should have a one time mitzvah.
Okay, nerds, if you become single, you get married again. I understand, but is that such a thing that lends itself to someone to be emoting in? The status is a distinction here between chauffeur and Jewish. We're just not saying it exactly. I mean, it could very well be what everyone's saying is correct, so maybe it's not a kasha. Maybe.
But I'm just saying it fits much better if you hold it the bigger seven or anyway. If you hold it the bigger seven mitzvah, you gotta work out a little bit on
why something happens to you. Well, maybe.
Question is though, is this arrogance? Okay. Yeah, real quick, Jack. Go ahead. Right. Right, but you're being both sinned at the eve of a bracha. The only time you're being both sinned at the eve of a bracha is, nerds, you're saying you're not doing the kiddushin, you're saying.
I'm not getting that report.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem, you're saying. Okay, I hear you. I'm saying nonetheless, it seems not to be a practical case of shofar. And you should be able to say a bracha at all. Perhaps, but we're gonna go and give another answer, an answer to this question. Okay, yeah, real quick. Okay, just say similar. Say similar. Okay, could be possible. I'm just saying, if you would have asked me, I would have said it's not my show. I would have said it's a type of mitzvah that doesn't lend itself that someone else could be most good. Okay? Alright. You know, it's kind of like a mitzvah shiva goof, which we'll get to, Mr. Chen, in the coming weeks. It says you can't appoint a shriya on a mitzvah shiva goof. Like we said, you can't appoint a shriya for the mitzvah for the zinabiyah, right? That's what it's kind of like. Shofar's not a mitzvah shiva goof. It's a mitzvah shmiya. You follow what I'm saying? Kiddush is a very personal mitzvah, like on the goof. It doesn't lend itself to someone else to say you're wrong. Okay. Number three, let's get this. Who chooses the Masada Kiddushin? Who chooses the Masada Kiddushin? So if you hold it, the Birka Shabbat falls off, he's the one who sits the brachas. So it should be the best with the Kamakakam. So you should look at that. That's the Seymour. But if you hold it, the Birka Samitzvah, then it could very well be, and this is the file in the Sefer Chalkis Yaakov, could very well be if you hold the Birka Samitzvah, the choice is the Chassans, or the Chassan and Kalas together to come up with the choice of who exactly the Masada Kiddush. Chassan Yaakov is in Chalik Beis, Simen Kuf Tet Bum. They should come together and make a decision. That depends on yesterday what we said to Mitzvah about a woman as well. But the older people said, oh, well, no, you look at who the people would say is the most respectable come call. Okay? So that would be another very interesting matter that would come up. Also, it could very well be the Kiddushi of a Harish. Kiddushi of a Harish. What's the Kiddushi of a Harish? A deaf mute. Let's say a Harish is a Chassid. So what would be the din in that case? The cow is not a Harish. So what would be the din in that particular halacha? You can't hear. If you hold the Birkas HaMitzvah, and the whole point is saying that the after the Chassid, the Note of Yudah discusses this at great length. Note of Yudah can be found in Mazurah Tinyana, Chelik Ibn Ezra Simon Yudah. So if he holds the Birkas HaMitzvah, he can't hear it all, so why send a bracha? But if he holds the Birkas Shabbat falls off, there's a mirage going on, so you should praise that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore the bracha would be in fact the applicable. Obviously, obligatory, and would be mandated, without a doubt. Moreover, another nafkamina that would emerge between the Rambam and the Rosh. Another nafkamina that would emerge between the Rambam and the Rosh is the notion of hesed. Normally what is done, halacha-maitzah, is that, you know, you announce the Masada Kiddushin, the Masada Kiddushin says the two brachas, and what happens? Then, you call up the Eidim, the Chassan, the Beis Shmuel says, appoint the Eidim to the exclusion of everyone in the room, which we'll discuss later in the coming weeks. And then what? You ask, you show the ring to the Chassan, you show the ring to the Eidim to say whether it's a Shabbatukta, you ask the Chassan whether it's his, did he pay with it with his own money, and then he says, all right, I'll eventually put the ring on the woman's finger. You're talking! The rabbi said the two brachas, and he's talking! Is that a problem? Well, if you hold like the Rosh, it's not a problem at all because it's a Birkas Shabbat falls off. There's no problem. But if you hold like the Rambam, then it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then the Prima Donim writes in the Sikha Tolelos of the Prof. Osh Yadalim that it might be advantageous. He says it's Rahuri
It is advantageous maybe to set up everything beforehand and therefore don't talk. Now, no one does this practically. And the reason why we don't call it hetzer is you're not talking about the ball game, you're talking about the start of the mitzvah. But the truth of the matter is, you know, like the Rambam, that the pure birkas of mitzvah, which the Rambam says, kederoshim apart and al mitzvah, Rambam clearly writes the birkas of mitzvah, then there's no doubt in my list that according to the Rambam, you should strive at least as a prima donna not to have a hetzer. So we just listed off five very good nafkaminas that emerge. When I say birkas of mitzvah, the issue is over lachios. Must you do it before that? Okay? So these are five very good nafkaminas, how conceptually view the bracha on kedushin, birkas erusin, which is birkas kedushin. What exactly is this? Now there is a sixth bit I want to mention that Rav Gutzman points out that it's not a nafkamina. You would have thought in theory, but it turns out the opposite. I want you to just guess this. Let's get it very quickly. The din of kfiyah. What if the Gemara is saying suvus on daf pei lamed aleph? A guy refuses to do a mitzvah, we force him. Kofano Kohan just takes an action. Refuses to do lulav, we force him. We motivate him really strongly to do the mitzvah. We work on it really strongly, okay? So let me ask you, will we force a guy to get married or not? What would you say? So I would say, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin is in the mitzvah, I would be Kofano. According to the Rosh, it's only making sense of Ruhum, I would not force the guy. Turns out, fuck here. So let me give you the Maramoko. We find that the Rosh writes in the second Yevamos. The Rosh is the favorite in the second Yevamos. In Perakabo, Yevimto, the Rosh writes the favorite that we are Kofa a fellow on the din of getting married. We're Kofa the guy to get married. The Rosh says we're Kofa the guy to get married. Tremendous shit. Even though we can live with a concubine and have kids like we learn the Rosh and Suvis, but he still says, we're going for the guy to get married. It's not proper to really live with be like promiscuous. We're going for the guy to get married. And the Rambam, in the Pirush and the Shnayis, in the second Yevamos, the Rambam writes, you're not going for a guy to get married. You are not going for a guy to get married. Rambam writes, you are not going for a guy to get married. Why not? Why are we going for a guy to get married? I, according to the Rambam, is an independent mitzvah, what's the shot? The pshat is the following. The pshat is because, look what we learned in the Gemara. Hafta l'ran ha-kamoka. What's the din of hafta l'ran ha-kamoka? You don't want to force a divorce. They got to force the guy to get married. You don't want to be willing to despise her. You might not like her. So why would you force the guy to get married? So according to the Rambam, even though it's an impediment, we're not going to be kofa guys. Won't find hanging in her eyes. And therefore, this lamantra will not be an optimist. It turns out the opposite. Now I want you to get that. Because you would have thought it would have been an optimism. You would have thought it would have been an optimism, but it's not, it turns out to be the opposite sheath. Okay? That's what comes out according to the sheath of the Rambam and the Rosh regarding the din of kfiyah. Rambam will hold, even though it's a mitzvah, I would have said kfiyah. Rambam says, no, you're not open because you don't want her to hate. You don't want her to hate her. And the Rosh writes, even though there's another vehicle to have kids, but still we're told for the guy to do it through the notion of marriage. Okay. Fine. So those are six nafkaminas, last one being a theoretical one, as to how you view the bracha of Birkas Erusin and Birkas Nisuin. But now we have to get to how to answer the two passions that we said. The two passions we said is why is the mitzvah still in Dara? And what's the shot with the Rivas kashas? You can always back out. So for this, we have to suggest the following hour. Let's begin with the following. Shem Nisitha is a beautiful house from the Rav Nisal. How we could perhaps answer this kasha, we'll have to embellish upon it to answer the second kasha the Rivet as well. There is a din when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvot that we say the bracha over Latios. But the Rav suggested a Kiddush mitzvah, and this Kiddush is that there are two types of Birkas HaMitzvot. There's one type of Birkas HaMitzvot. There's one type of Birkas HaMitzvot that is out of discrete mitzvah, out of mitzvah. One type of Birkas HaMitzvot is out of mitzvah. In action. Shake a lulav, you eat matzah, you sit in the sukkah. It's out of discrete action, out of mitzvah. But the Rav said a Kiddush Nifty. I want you to get this. The Rav suggested that there's a second type of Kiddush Nifty. And that second type of Kiddush Nifty is that it's not just a bracha on a discrete action, but rather it's a bracha on a what? On a status change. On a chalos. A shinui in chalos. There's a status change. There's been a status change on a certain situation. And when there's a status change in a certain situation, then a bracha is said. This is a tremendous Kiddush that the Rav suggests. Where do we find this? So we find this in the following room. There is a halacha when it comes to Mila, that there are two brachas found. One of the two brachas found on Mila. One of the two brachas found on Mila. The Moel says that you can shine in the stop the vital how on Mila. Number one. And what is the bracha that the father says on the Mila? Lachnisko, the priestess of Abba Mila. The Tosis Rid asks in the second Shabbos, and Dr. Kuzama says, where have we ever found that there are two brachas on one mitzvah? That's what he asks. He says, in the midst of Mila, it's very bizarre. Why do you have Allah Mila? And why does the Father say Lach Misa? Similar kasha you find, also, similar kasha that we find, is that Tosis says in brachas on Dr. Samech, the following Yiddish. We find that if someone's been here, someone shall roast Labad. Someone does not have a tzun shal yad. We find that place that says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, if you only have a tzun shal rosh, you say two brachas. You say la'aniyah and al-mitzvah tzun. And the Vilna Gaon asks, in Orachayim, Simen Kofesh, it's called Yitzayim, Eichon Matzinu, where have we ever found two brachas on one mitzvah? So he echoes the same type of caution that Tzitzis Rid asks regarding Mila as well. Where do you find two brachas on one mitzvah? So the pshat might be the following. That's why I want you to see the Tosfos in the second Sukkah on Daf Zayin. What's this Tosfos in Daf Zayin on Alef Bet the Zibra Maskil Rabahir? How does he describe the mitzvah of Lachniso? What does he describe the mitzvah of Lachniso being? How does he say it? What is the lashon that he says? He says it's considered to be what? Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the law of God for not to action the barak, and when the Shabbat, the motive, I can't speak, because he's fine with Amila, he should trouble the other. The Tignu, Kav, the Galos, the Logia, to do Amila, not for the Shem Yos Rebbe. What is Lachmishos in Rabbein Tzad? What is this time? Praising Hashem, and not another deity, God forbid, and therefore what is it according to Rabbein Tzad? Simplest reading, you would say. Here's the Shabbat, no, here's the submission. What would you say? Shemifold, no. When do you say Lach Niso? After the Mila, no. The Shach says like this, I'm sorry, the Taz in your data, Simon Alex, the Kutni Yazayim says that it's a bit for Shemifold, no. That's what the Taz says in the Rabbeinu Tam in Sukkah. Please get this, no. But the Rav said no. The Rav said Lach Niso is considered to be a Birkas HaMitzvah. And what type of Birkas HaMitzvah were we? What type of Birkas HaMitzvah is it considered to be? What's your name? Rami. Rami?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's not a status change. Excellent. You're no longer an Ora. You're a Jew that has Mila. You're a Jew that has Mila. And therefore, you're a Jew that has Mila. And therefore, since you're a Jew that has Mila now, you can eat the Korn Pesach. If you're a Kohen, you can eat Shruma. There's a status change. So the Rav said, the requirement of Omer Latiyosa on Birkas HaMitzvah is on what type of Birkas HaMitzvah? Number one, when there's a discrete mitzvah. But if it's dealing with number two, Ashili Chalos, when is the appropriate time to say the bracha? When? When is the appropriate time? After the change. That's what the Rav wanted in the Kaddish. And did someone notice in that place in Sukkah, when he discusses Lach Niso, what does he compare it to? What did he throw in at the end? Potato? Someone tell me. Our topic! Birkas Harishon. Potato, when you see that place, you jump. Potato, Shahari, Birkas Harishon, Enam Abarak, Elahakar Harishon. And what is Birkas Harishon? What is it? So the Rosh will say it's the Birka Sheva called God. So what would the Rosh say in Avina Tam? It's not a Birka Sheva called God. It's a Birka Sheva. What track? Track two of the status change. And therefore, when is it like the status point for Avina Tam at least? Get the Sekuda afterwards. It's said afterwards. We got this? The beautiful shadow of in the Rabbeinu Tam. One second. Based on this, please get this. This answers why the Nusach is so bizarre. Why are you talking about Erev? Why are you talking about Arusos? What's the shot? Because there's a status change. Not that it's a Birka Sheva called God, it's a Birka Sheva Mitzvah that is what? Qualitatively different. The status change. That's why we're talking about Hitzelman and Tarusos. Hitzelman and Sarayos. Because we want to highlight the status change issue. You follow me? And therefore, when is the, therefore what? Therefore it's a long brother. Now the Rambam will write, please get this, okay, so in other words, the Rav claim of the time of the mitzvah of this new status, we're explaining that the Rambam Shita as well. But the Kinesi, we have to add, I don't know if you get this. So why does the Rambam say you say it beforehand? What's the reason? What's the reason why you say it beforehand? Because there's a general rule that all Birkas HaMitzvahs, whether it's track one or track two, always must be said what? Beforehand, correct. But Rabbeinu Tam will make a caveat break and will say that it's track two, then you'll say it afterwards. However, if it is track one, you say it before. And I will say, I'm sorry, I don't want to get people get confused, so all Birkas HaMitzvahs will be said before. But the reason why the status, the brother is so bizarre in this book, because it's not your classical Birkas HaMitzvah. That's the third you sound to talk about with. It's more than that. What is this? It is a status change. And it's said before. Now how are we going to answer what? The other two kashas. Let's get this. Maybe we can add on the following. Maybe. The right has to start a kasha. Maybe she'll back out. Where do we have a similar svara? The Rashba. Please get this. A famous Rashba in Sunni Chesed. Why there are no brachas? He goes through many, many mitzvahs. Why there are no brachas? He says, why there are no brachas? I'm stuck. Because the only way is back out. So there'll be a bracha on the top. He says, why there are no brachas in the Sunni Chesed? Yes. He says, most kitten are given for the wrong reason. Because they made a low proof that a bracha should never be said on again. Even if it's given for the right reason. Then it's never made a bracha. Rivas is the same thing. How can you say I'll throw off the Birkas HaMitzvahs in a port of fusion? Maybe she'll back out. You say the bracha, then she says she wants, doesn't want the marriage. Be a bracha on the phone. How do we answer that? This is a bit of a kiddush, but I want to suggest it. Let's suggest it. Based on what the Rosh says, if a Birkas HaMitzvahs is considered to be what? A change in the status, it's not your classical Birkas HaMitzvahs what? Birkas HaMitzvahs. It is a brought on the status change. If it's a brought on the status change, perhaps, if I had to ask you, would the Kedushin in the Rambam sheet that we're talking in the Rambam, what does the Rambam say in those brachas? Why don't you say a brach on the stock? Why don't you say a brach on Yichum Avera? What's the Rambam sheet do? You never say a brach on a mitzvah ben Olam Chaveru. Never. Never, ever. You say a brach on a mitzvah ben Olam Chaveru. So maybe we can be modest and follow. Let's get it. That maybe Kedushin is the notion of ben Olam Lamoko. And the Raya is a status change. It's not what destiny you do to a person. It's just a status change. There's a union created, but it's a status change. That's been Olamakom. If that's been Olamakom, then maybe we could suggest the following. I'm not concerned with whether she's going to back out or not. If she does back out, you're right, it'll be a rough on the phone. But you know what it's like, Michael? It's like you shaking, saying a bracha l'ulam, and maybe, God forbid, someone might get a stroke, and he can't move his arm. Why aren't you concerned the guy won't shake the lulav? How can a person ever say a bracha l'ulam? He might back out. He might be a machine. He might, something might come up. Why don't you ever say that? How can you say there's a tire in the morning, or you might not learn the rest of the day? How can you say a bracha l'ulam? You might not eat the matzah. If it's a mitzvah that has been unremarkableness, in a sense, not focusing on the chesed you're doing towards a person, then maybe we could suggest the rabbi will respond to the rabbi, I'm not concerned about her backing out. Okay, if she does back out, you're right, it'll be a bracha l'ulam. But I'm only concerned with that if it would be one, and this is solely would be the rabbi l'ulam, but you missed the both the rabbi says to the rabbi. The nature of the bracha is not your classical version of the mitzvah. It's a bracha neshim of the kalois. The bracha neshim of the kalois, therefore it's not a classical nusuk, number one. And number two, really it's more appropriate to be afterwards, but I have a general rule that all brachas of the mitzvah should be said before. And number three, I'm not concerned with your backing out, because the concern about her backing out is solely focusing on what? It's been in her, and therefore she plays an integral part, and therefore she backs out, it's not good. But if you focus on the bracha being different, not on the discrete act, but more on the description of what confusion might be, then you're not concerned with the practical problem of her backing out. And the only birkas on mitzvah, let's get this, the only birkas on mitzvah that the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? I want you to see those brachas. What does the Rambam say? Can you ever say a brach after a mitzvah? Yes or no? Can you ever say a brach after a mitzvah? Rambam says never. Against Sargos Ashri, who quotes towards Aru in the beginning of the first parak of Kula. He says you can say a brach afterwards. After the mitzvah. Rambam says you can never say a brach after the mitzvah except for one case, Tfilas Dir. Tfilas Dir, when a deer goes to the mikvah, there is a status change. And can you say a bracha before? No, you're a goy, so you have no choice. Rambam says that's the one exception to the rule, based on the Gemara Sukkah and Matzayin and the Bay, that the bracha is said afterwards. Because you have no choice but to say it what? Afterwards, because you can't say it, you shout to the spot, you're still a goy. And that's the Kiddush for the Shittas Rambam. That's the Kiddush for the Shittas Rambam. And the Rambam has this concept of status change in other areas as well. I'll give you an example. The Rambam says, the Beirush. Rambam says when it comes to Hilchos Erev Tumin, Rambam can be found in Perek Vav, the end of Hilchos Erev. Rambam says you see a brach on Erev Haseris, Shitu Be'muvos, and Erev Tumin. You see a brach on Erev Tumin as well. Why do you see a brach on Erev Tumin, the Rambam asks? There's no mitzvah tumen. There's a mitzvah to walk 2,000 hours outside the city limits. That's what tumen does. It establishes a species. Why would you say a brach on Erev tumen? The Rambam says it makes no sense. Mitzvah, there's no, what's the mitzvah there? What's the mitzvah there? Oh, that's what the Rav said. There's a status change. You have a new quadrant now. You have a new domain. On a status change, that's what track 2 is. Ashimi Kolo. That's what the Rav said in the Rambam. So we're adding on to say that this explains why the Rambam will hold that you will what? Say it's a bizarre Musuk, and in fact the Rambam's not concerned with what? You backing out either. And the Rambam says it'll be a din of what? It'll be a lachet of overlapsiyasun in its truest sense. Because you cannot make a split between different types of birkas and mitzvahs. With that in mind, this is the slam dunker. Now you understand why by Mila, get it down, there are two brachas. Just like the Tridei asked, how can the Gemara say in Shabbos, who's father side of the day? There's a bracha of Ala Mila, and the father says a bracha of Achmisoi. What's the answer time? Because Ala Mila is one type of birkas hamitzvah, and it's a discrete act. What is the Hachnisoi? The Friso, Shul Avim Avinu. That is said on the status change. Don't have to be a cop out. We have two different prophets on one mitzvah, Michael. What's the answer, Michael? There's two different types of prophets. One is on the discrete act and one is on the status change.
Alamin was on the discrete path. Lachmitu Rizal, so Alamin is on the status change. And that's the pshat in what? That's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam that places quotes of brachas on Daf Samech. It's your only absolute and so rosh. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? How many brachas do you say? Two. Ask the Gomer Gadol, how can you say two brachas? What's the answer? So the world said beautifully, please get this. Because Lahaniyah is on the street path of the Maishah Hanukkah. The Maishah Hanukkah. Notice how it is this. The love said there's a status to wearing tefillin. To be mu'udr. To be crowned with tefillin. There's a status of being mu'udr with tefillin. And where do you find this concept of being mu'udr with tefillin? There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Tzayim and Aleph that says, Rishonim go to Gehenna for the most 12 months, then they come out. And there's an exception to that. Our Karkasta de Gavra de Lomonas Bol Tzulin. The head that did not wear Tzulin stays in Gehenna. Stays in Gehenna. Now, Lubavitch Chassidim, based on the Rebbe, they interpret this Gemara and means you never put Tzulin out in your whole life. That's why they always try to get people to put on Tzulin. As long as you wear it once, you get out of the sin. But the Mechaber and the Ritzvah seem to say every day, if you maliciously don't put on tefillin, you might be put in this category. So unless you're very, very sick, you always got to put on tefillin once in the day. Unless you're really, really ill. Even if you can put it on later in the day before Shabbat, you can never miss a day of tefillin. Unless Shabbos and Yom Tov, intermittent and Kol HaMoed would be not to put on tefillin. But the truth of the matter is, it's a gigantic, gigantic Yiddish. See, the Ron in Rosh Hashanah says not Dav Ketzulim. He says all. He says mitzvahs that are Shibaguf. He says Kriyas Ma'afir. But the simplest reading of Gemara is against the Ron. That it means Tzulim. And therefore, the Rosh suggested the beautiful Kiddush. The Rosh said because when you wear Tzulim, you're in the status of having a new Kiddusha Miyuchedus. To be Mu'utr with the Tzulim. And therefore, the Tzulim go to that son of any time. You only have to go to Rosh and say two brachas. Take the machine of two brachas. What's the answer? The answer is it's not two brachas that are repetitive. The first one, Aniyah, is on the discrete act of Hanukkah Tzulin. The second one is on the status thing. You have a higher level of Kedusha now. You have a Kedusha in your Kedusha when you wear Tzulin. This whole Mahalak we're using to explain the Sheet of Sarama by us. The notion of it being a mitzvah. Kedusha is a mitzvah, we said, of course, in the Rambam. The mitzvah is, we want to sit around mitzvah's deer. And the truth of the matter is that was uprooted, we said, to Kesef and Shar. We said, yes, there is a Rabbana, but there is a Brach. And that Brach is a new Shar of Ritzvah. So if I ask you on a Levin, okay? Or ask me on a Levin, how many types of Brachas are there? So yesterday and today, we said the same that was wrong. There are how many? Four. Today, based on what the Rosh is, how many we say? Five. There are two types of different mitzvahs. And we want to add on to this, that would answer why the mitzvah is different, and we're answering that's why there is no concern of her backing out, which is a big Kiddush we're saying. But I didn't see anyone answer that question. The Rosh would say there's nothing to talk about. The simplest reading of what we're going to talk about is talking is that what? What is Birka Therizin? Birka Sheva Fogo, as you said, guys, right? The Rosh says it's gigantic Kiddush. But tell me why the Rosh Kiddush is so beautiful. Because why does Rabbi Matan love Erison with what? With Bahachnisho. You follow me? He loves them together. The Rav wants to say that because it's this new genre of the Chazan and Zikr and Mishra. He closely read that place. Why did he put the two together? It's very striking. Very, very striking. Now, there is one bit of difference, difficulty in there. I once pointed out in the second, he thought it was a very good point. What did Rabbi Matan write also in there? That's a little bit bothersome. Did you notice that? When you discussed Lachnisho? Someone tell me, what did he say? What did Lachnisho say about the father afterwards? That's only when what? Did anyone get that line? That's only when what? Go ahead. Avi, right? Go ahead. Excellent. That's only when there's another guy doing the Milo. You follow me? But if the father is doing the Milo,
He says Alamira before, and he says what before? Rachmiso as well. The only time a father says Rachmiso afterwards is when someone else, when a regular another guy says the Moa. That's his reception, but if you hold, if the Rosh Hashanah and Mizan is correct, then it's a new brother on a halos, so who cares? Let the father say Alamira before, do the Mila, and then do one. Last week, so afterwards. That's what I asked the chef. It's a good question, though. He said it's a good question. I said, maybe I just have to suggest, similar to what we said in the Rambam, that was, that they made a list. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to have confusion. Meaning to say the following, that the father saying Alamila, which is track one, and that's done before, he'll say also Achniso, which even though it's track two, but to save confusion, also do track two beforehand. Whereas if you can isolate track two, namely, if that's all the father's saying, then you'll say afterwards. It's a lot like what we said in Shir right now today, according to the Rambam, by Birkus Eirson. According to the Rambam, if Birkus Eirson is a rock on the scene of the host, you follow me, Jeremy? If Birkus Eirson is a rock on the host, really should have been said afterwards. But the Rambam said in general, track A, track one is done before, so what? So track two is also done before as well. You found me obviously that point of Rabbeinu Tam that you point out excellently is what we suggested earlier in Shir for what the Rambam states conception. He doesn't want to have confusion at all in our sentences, so they'll always say before. Even though conceptually track two should be said afterwards. So Rabbeinu Tam breaks it down further and he says, you know, if the father's also the Moel, do both before. Then I want to save confusion. But in the case where the father's not the law, then in the Hanan you'll say track two afterwards. Okay? So it comes out to be a very beautiful shot in the Rambam. Okay? It's a bit of a razzle dazzle. Here's what we're suggesting about not being concerned with being backing out, but I think we have to suggest something along these lines. Okay, real quick, Dave, because we got to go back to the third mile. Yeah, go ahead. Then we got to speak about first. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Oh, can I interrupt you for a sec? So I just wanted to remember, because it fit in, that I'm sorry. Okay, just let me, remember we said that Rama Shih to us, so you got me to remember this with the Magen Mishnah. What do we say for Rama Shih to the Mitzvah? Bia, right? Can you say a bracha right before you get that Bia? That's Nias. So therefore the Magen Mishnah, right? The Magen Mishnah writes the Feirish. Magen Mishnah writes the Feirish, Halacha L'maisa, he says it there, in Perek Gimel, Halacha of Gimel, and he quotes the Truth of Rashbash, he says, the Feirish, that you cannot what? You cannot say the bracha beforehand, when it comes to what? When it comes to Bia, and he asks, you should say the bracha afterwards, over Lakiyasan will be done for Ketu the Star, and Bia you'll say afterwards, he says you're not going to have any confusion. So what happens? So what will emerge is if by Ketzib and Shtar you'll have a bracha, and by Bia you won't have a bracha at all. So you see that he's so bothered by that question, based on what we're suggesting, that the mitzvah is Bia, where's the bracha? Well, he throws his hands up there and says, you can't be a bracha. Then afterwards there'll be confusion. So therefore by Ketzib and Shtar there'll be a bracha, by Bia there won't be a bracha. According to the Chief of the Rambam. That's the process. Or you'll say, like another Rishon, and say you'll say the bracha afterwards. Okay, go ahead with your point. Real quick, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Kiddush of the Ketzer Mishnah. Pashas the Ram is not there. Pashas the Ram is the Rachmiso said before. That's the Pashas. You're in the Ketzer Mishnah. Ketzer Mishnah doesn't really say that any time. He says you say it in between the Mila and the Priya. Okay? Right. But the simplest reading of the Rambam is that we assume that Lachmiso is at least going to be said between the Mila and the Bria. If you don't do Ma'al below Parah, people will Ma'al. That's the second part of the Mila. Okay. Yeah, quickly done here. Then we got to go ahead.
It could be
that
the right away.
Okay.
It means whether it's on the father, his role, and no after the cutting, so he's not going to say the bubble for a little, like, you know,
But then you have no other choice in it.
What happens to be that, you know, right after you put it on,
Could be, okay, it's possible
to that. But the general scheme of the most proper time would be is to do it afterwards. Okay? All right. Yeah, real quick, Josh. I understand, but I start the rope cases, people don't back out. See, the welcome sheet is any mitzvah bein adam lechaver, you don't jump up anyway. You follow me? So we're in a quagmire here. You never say a problem bein adam lechaver. So what's the shot of your comparison? The Rambam calls it a birkas mitzvah. Doesn't he call it a birkas mitzvah? He does. So it can't be bein adam lechaver. That's why I'm thinking about this bein adam lechaver. And therefore, I'm not concerned with the practical problem. Most of me will take stuff as well. That's the last resort. Rambam doesn't subscribe to that. He says any mitzvah bein adam lechaver don't get one. Okay? That's just what I suggest. Okay. Now let's get to the third mahalakim, and I don't know if we'll be able to finish it. We'll continue on Sunday. And Sunday we'll be showing you Shul 11:30. Okay? You have to be sharp on Sunday. Every day we got to be sharp. But on Sundays especially too as well. Okay? In America, Sundays we have to make sure we learn. There are still, of course, some Sundays we learn. But in America, we have to make sure that we're learning Stark as well. Okay? More of a Christ. Okay. Mishnah says, you should make this because the government can't get started with you. But Gusman in his paper, the Kush's Shuru, worked out a phenomenal pitch. And I want you to get this. He points out there are three elements in every marriage. A Pialoha. There is the Kinyan, which is the Ashkamonis, the responsibility he has towards his wife. There is the Isser, a bond, a call on them, that she is also every other man. And number three, there is the justice of the issues that the man creates with his wife. The justice shall be he points out a phenomenal pitch. Uri, you got me? It's like this. You shall be in turn out of the olive. As a Havamina, I wanted you to see the Yushalmi. Yushalmi has a Havamina Kedushin that you need to do all three to the Kaddish Lord. Old Kesset, Old Star, and Be Islam. Phenomenal Havamina. I smiled, what are the three fine? Why on earth would you have a Havamina you have to do all three? So Rukusman says, you know why? Because I would think you would need a separate meaning for each. Namely, Kesset is the bonus. The Isser is the star. How do you know the star connotes the Isser? What's the marker of the star Kedushin? Markish Avaya, Leyitzia, from Get. What is the Mishnah saying getting? Get this down at Nehem and Beis. Kufos or Get. Hariat Muteris. Lavohodom. Therefore, what is Kufos or star Kedushin? Hariat Oseris. Lavohodom. Star is the marker of the Isser. What's number three? The Yaptus, the Heter. And that we find, Lamaisa, is also a fundamental element, and that is obviously through the notion of being. So you show me as a phenomenal Havamina that you would think you need all three to create a marriage. Phenomenal. Hamashmah, one of them triggers all the three elements. If you catch it, it gets all three done. If you start, it gets all three done. If you be, it gets all three done. Beautiful challenge. Turn to Ham and Base very quickly. The turn to Hamid Beis. What does the Gemara say in Hamid Beis? Put it on, hold on. It says that the sin of Amira, Ketza, the Ketza, Tufel, the Ketza, the Shavu, the Ketza, the Haram, the Kadesh, 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 the there are three expressions used. There are three expressions used. What is Mimresis? What Kuzman says? Kinyin. Moresis is Kinyin. The Kudeshis, what does the Gemara say in Beis and Beis? Also what the Kuliyama? Tehetish. The Kudeshis is referring to the Yisr. And into is referring to the exactness that the woman becomes your wife. What he says. Someone read for me the Rashi and Hammond Bay. Rashi and Hammond Bay, take a look. Michael, you got it? I want you to sit around. I got to ask you, what's the big deal with this Rashi? What's the big deal with this Rashi? You have the Rashi? Go ahead. Hurry up with Kudetsis. You have it there real quick. Read the deeper mouthful. Go ahead. The Haryam Kudeshli, that Rashi. What's Rashi adding there? Big deal. What's he adding? What's he saying, says Rukutsu? That either one of the three Lashonos works to trigger all three. That's why he puts the word O in, underline the word O 100 times. One of the three works. You read the Gemara simply. Rashi's pointing out to you, don't think like you shall be having me. You gotta do all three. This is one. One is enough. But there are three elements in the Kedushin. Three elements that you have. And he points out, to give a marker for each din. Let's give a marker for Kenyu. Why did you see the toys and Subas and Bays in the base? What is the place of things loose and base and base? If they set the date for the marriage, and she becomes a what? She gets sick. What's the deal? Tough luck, she said to him. He's got to start paying his own if he's ready to get married. And what does place to say there? That she's a Sabbath Shabbat. What does that mean, Sabbath Shabbat? She's like a field. She's mom is like a field. You can't yell at her. It's like you'd be yelling at a field. What's up? He's got to start paying the mezonos. Even when they set the marriage to be a certain day after the kedushin and the nisuin, and they didn't get married, she's like the field of the husband. Therefore, he's like yelling at no one. And therefore, that highlights the din mamas. The Talmud of Solomon point out that the rod in his arms got lama of an hour. That says the woman is master herself to the husband. But she's a yetsa. You look few lines later at those lipsies pointed out, there's a great Rosh Hashanah, there's a great Tzadik at those lipsies. See, a few lines later, the Ron seems to back out of that. But the Ron has similar to that line of them and out to right inside of the Zoran, that the mother is involved in a very quick essential element of the marriage. She's like the son of a vow, like Pesach said, and she might even be master of stuff in the vow. So get those two makoras for the number one track. Number two track, the Isser, the Kedusha. What's the marker for that? If someone asks you, show me the marker that this Kedushin in marriage. Also, let the Kulam Makakish. And number two, what does Taisus say? Unbelievable Taisus. I spoke about it with my father's fish. On Zion of an Al. The second place of Allah is Nipshitsu. There's a din called Pashta. We'll get to it this year. And greater length. What is the din of Pashta? A man's Makadish, the heart of a woman. He loves her so much, wants to Makadish her heart. What's the din? What's the kind of her heart? What's the din? The Kedusha permeates from her heart to her whole body. The good Kedusha, based on Pashta. What's the cause of the Pashta permeation? If a man is Makdish, a heart of a behemoth, the Kedusha permeates in the whole behemoth. The Gemara compares the two. What do you see from this Gemara? That the Kedusha in a marriage is Mamish Kedusha, not fake. It's not Drushy. Mamish Kedusha. We compare this in a book of Ekdish by Korbanos to what? To a marriage. Tosfos in the middle quotes Rashi, the Nirul attack Dictic and Pirish, Dictic Rashi and Pirish on the Kedesh, Wilson, Ekdish, Kamar Law. When do we say Pashto? When do we say Pashto? Only when you use what lesson? No one? The Kedesh is excellent. You see how seriously Tulsus and Rashi take this? If you would have said Moretus or Harim into, you don't say Pashta. Because you kind of plug into the second track. So that din of Pashta only works when you highlight the notion of what? When you highlight the notion of solution. So what I'm bringing out is that there are different elements to the degree that Pashta is only used when you plug into the second track. Tulsus and Nidorim on Bogum and Bays, I wanted you to see. What is Tyson saying in the Dharma on Bubba Mabes? The Gemara is a shaila b'shyad l'kedushin. What yad means? An unclear language. It's a din of amira. The husband has to say around the bed. What happens if he says an unclear language, which is called a yad l'kedushin? Gemara says, boy, there's a shaila against boy rapapa, no? Yeshad l'kedushin or not? You say a yad means like a handle of a frying pan. You say unclear language, is that a good amira or not? The Tosu points out in the Zohar, you look it up. I want you to look it up. On Bavlam and Beis, what does Tosu say? It's only when you use the Lashon of what? Tariyat Mikudeshishly. When you plug in the Hekdesh, then the Gemara has a shot on whether God is good or not. If you plug into the other two, it's meaningless. Until you say Muretis or Hariyat or Into, we don't know what you mean. But if you plug into Mikudeshish, when you're Makdesh an animal, a yad in unclear language works. So the Gemara wants to know is that unclear language can be worked by Kedushin. Only when you plug into what? To track two. Okay? Only when you plug into track two. Oh. And the last Gemara Malkum, it was late, because we got to get to the Kumish, we got to get to on time. That's Nun Aleph. What do we find in Nun Aleph? The highlight number three, please get this. No, now, no, no. Whenever there's a machlokes, it's Rabba Abaye and Shas. Who do we hold like? Rabba Abaye. Who? Rabba. Except for Yal Kagan. One of the exceptions on Nun Aleph from an Aleph is Kedushin Shainim Asurim Labia. If a Kaddish a woman, you cannot be vulgar. Abaye says it's a Kedushin. Rabba says it's not a Kedushin. Why does Rabba say it's not a Kedushin? Let's say you're a Kaddish a woman. If a Kaddish a woman and her sister. You can't marry two sisters. The Kedushin of clothes is not good. It's not Masurim Labiyah because you can't live with two sisters. So a Kedushin that doesn't lend itself to Bia is lacking number three. It's not a good Kedushin. That's why Rava says the halacha is that it's not a good Kedushin. Okay? Abaye, though, Abaye claims, halacha l'maisa, what is Abaye then? Abaye says Kedushin Shainim Masurim Labiyah is considered to be Kedushin. So at least for Rava then, we understand why water condition won't be good, but this is one of the yachigams. You follow me? So we hold like a Abaye here, that a condition change in the soul of is a good condition. What is the rubber lacking number three? It can't be a condition. So we have to work on, that's what we'll begin here on Sunday to try to answer that problem. Why Abaye will say that's a good condition, because you're really lacking number three, we'll save that as well. And the Sefer Achinuch, which I wanted to see in Tav Kuf Mem Beis, is like the Rambam, that the mitzvah kedushin is bebiyah. The mitzvah kedushin is bebiyah. That was the Sefer Achinuch I wanted to see in the Tav Kuf Mem Beis as well. Okay? There's a few more Makoros we'll pick up on. They have these three tracks. And then we have to go back to our Gemara and analyze mitzvah boyos from the Bishlucho. We haven't even discussed that whole cloth. There's a lot of arichos we have to discuss on that day. Okay, let's just close with a word from the parsha. You have a chumash, you have to have a chumash there, Sandy, please. Will you? Thank you. It says in the beginning of the pasuk, beginning of the parsha, where Moshe points out in the state of Rosh Moshe, phenomenal kiddush. Hey, I know if you have same mistake on Hayom Bracho Kwolo. What does it mean, Hayom? Every day you have a pathway of Bracho or Kwolo. Tayr and Mitzvahs or Onshin. You might see it one day, beautiful, you did a great job. Don't rest on where your laurels you have tomorrow. You failed one day, you have tomorrow to fix it and make it better. You start off strong and Kabbalah. Gotta keep strong. Every day we have this pathway, we have this choice of the two pathways, and we have the mandate for every day of our lives to make that strength and make that happen. We have to remember that. And it's very critical, because the Pasuk says, it's a broga shirtishmo mitzvah shem okay, the mashernochim is sabbat as kama yom, the aklolo in multishmo mitzvah shem okay, the mashernochim is sabbat as kama yom, the mashernochim is sabbat as kama yom, the mashernochim is sabbat as kama yom, why does the Torah say it's a broga this and a klolo this? The Torah repeats itself. It says, the first book is Brava Klova, then it says, what's the Brava? What's the Klova? They all one shot. The Pesach Kavod is a phenomenal Kiddush. A lot of times we don't realize what a bracha is to us and what a call is to us. Something looks very bad to you at first glance, maybe in a few weeks or a few months without this thing happening, you don't know what it is to us. A lot of times we don't realize what a bracha, what a call is. We're misbound to Hashem that we have to appreciate every day what exactly the bracha is, what exactly the call is. Meaning, in a sense, it's a phenomenal chiddush. You can take every call and make it into a bracha. And God forbid, you can make every bracha turn into a call. A guy is doing well in his business and he goes bankrupt. Oh my God, it's the worst call in the world. Well, little did he know that he had a partner that if he would have continued working with him, he would have gone to jail because the guy was cheating on taxes and he never knew about it. That's an apparent call that turns out to be an amazing flaw. That's why the Torah doubles it, because you've got to seek into it an Einish, through Cuba. Maybe Hashem is steering you away for something. And it becomes a flaw. So if you have a proper aquaria, proper perspective, then maybe Hashem will give us the question that we should look at everything as being a problem. And we'll be in the pathway of learning. It's a tremendous, tremendous message here. Tremendous message here. And the shot is, it all revolves on Amuna Bikal. The Balatun says, why does it say Anochi? Why doesn't it say Ani? Because it's referencing that there's a difference. Referencing that there's a difference. Hashem said the first two dibbers. Hashem said the first two dibbers. Where do we get our star from, Mitzvahs? In Olam Haba. Not in Olam Haba. By Alma, Star Lake, Mara Kedushin, our sister, that's on the test. The Mara says it's an Israel, but we don't pay someone on time. Hashem is a dance on time. It's an Israel. Why do we have to wait till the next world for reward? An Israel Baal Pawit. Not paying on time. Gemara says in Bo Metzia that if you pay through the Shliach, what's the din? There's no issue of Baal Talon of paying on time. All the difference were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, except for the first two. The first two are Amun and Yitzchak and Hashem. Hashem pays us. Everything we eat in this world, the Gemara says, is based on our Amun and Yitzchak and Hashem. So the star we get in this world is not against the clouds. So let's get started on Olam Haba. The story you get in this world is basically based directly on a moon of Yitzchak that you have in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's based on a moon of Yitzchak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a tremendous Muslim. You have to have a moon of Yitzchak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like we said, every day you have the challenge. Halfway of Torah, halfway of Mitzvahs. Every day you have that challenge. Every new day. Number two, the Kiddush is, and this we find, it depends on how you view things. If you have a moon of Yitzchak, all the clothes will turn out as brachas. And number three, if it's a moon of Yitzchak, you'll be showered with brachas in this world. You don't have to wait for the next world, because Hashem pays it directly with the moon of Yitzchak. All the other things are through Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore that's in the next world. There's no issue about power. This world Hashem's going to give it to us in this world. And lastly, why does the Torah say Re'eh washing Yachin in the end of the Pasuk with Nehem washing Rabin? Because the Gemara says Gedola Tshuva based on your Tshuva Mokla Kola Olam Kula. You do Tshuva, you do a mitzvah, it affects the whole world. You don't live in a vacuum. Everything you do has ramifications in the whole world. And that's a tremendous citizen. Many times we don't focus on this. When you begin YU, you begin a new year, you energize yourself. Every day you're strong. You've got to keep that momentum up strong. Every day, the path to the third and misses. And everything that happens to you, look at it in the perspective of a brother. Have the proper mood to be talking to Hashem that it came from Hashem. Have that in your mind that Hashem is there. Shivishi Hashem will let you summon. And what you do, Hashem doesn't look in a vacuum. It affects the whole world. It affects the whole world. And if you have the proper when you're talking to Hashem, Hashem will pay you not just in Olam Haba, but in Olam Haba as well. Okay, Chazer over here, and we'll visit some Sunday. we continue the Jeshem. Okay, everyone have a Kippur Tav Mincha now. Then there's a Tehillah at 2:45. We got that Mincha.